Echa, Perek, Gimel, Pasuk, Yud, Gimel. We finished Aleph through Dalet. Moving on to Hey Vav now, of the story of the Gever, Ani HaGever. Hey Vi Bechil Yosai, B'nei Ashpaso. He caused the arrows of his quiver, Hey Vi Bechil Yosai, to enter into my reins, which is very interesting, B'nei Ashpaso. So what do we mean? So Hey Vi Bechil Yosai can also mean my kiloyim, my kidneys, my liver, that the arrows are being shot in such a way that they're going to pierce my internal organs, but not the ones that will kill me immediately. It's not a quick death. It's prolonged agony if I'm shot, Bechil Yosoi. And so also the kiloyos are seen as the heart in American parlance, emotions, creativity, understanding. So he's shooting me right in the most creative part so that I'm numb, so that I feel like there's nothing I can do. Hayisi sechok lecholami. And now, mockery, to add literally insult to injury. I have become the laughingstock of all my people. Negin asam kol hayom, their song making fun of me, mocking me all day long. And there are a number of different pop groups going around at festivals, and they've been denied visas in some cases to go into countries because all they do is shout, kill, kill, kill the Jew. It's the Jews. Everything is the Jews. So I'm a laughingstock. But I'm a laughingstock l'chol ami, even for my own nation. Even my own fellow Jews have no sympathy for me. Because remember, this is the story of the gever, the individual person. So even other Jews are making fun of the individual person. Maybe they think it's a consequence of the terrible things he did. He deserves it. He deserves to suffer. What happens when a Rubashkin goes to jail? We're like, yeah, yeah, he got what he deserved. And yet, we heard earlier in Echa that it's the leaders who are in trouble for not giving us Musar when we did terrible things. So is laughing at us Musar? It's not. So maybe the L'chol Ami are all the Jews who make fun of the religious. Maybe it's J Street. Maybe it's the progressives. They savage their fellow Jews so that they will fit in better with the Goyim. Genocide, genocide, genocide. I'll never forget. I mentioned it when I saw it because it blew my mind. A young woman named Ariella from Long Island who had grown up conservative, reformed, unaffiliated, and she had joined the Kefia encampment college protests in October, November 2023. And all she did was turn on her own people. Sechok l'chol ami, Zayos. Tesvav hisbi ani vamiromim. He filled me with bitterness. Maror, mar. Hirvani la'ana. He has filled me up with wormwood, toxic poison. Meromim la'ana, toxic substances. They penetrate my innards just like the arrows that were shot into my innards. So maybe it's starvation. Maybe it's me eating whatever I can desperately to survive. The Medrash says it's maror on the first night of Pesach because the first night of Pesach always comes out the same night as Tisha B'Av. This year, Thursday is the first day of Pesach, and Thursday is the day of Tisha B'Av. So the maror on Pesach that we're supposed to do the mitzvah resurfaces. Reflux on Tisha B'Av, but the maror on Pesach talks about liberation and salvation. This does not. Now the vavs. Tezayin vayagres bechotzotz shinoi. He made my teeth grind on gravel, broke my teeth. Rashi says that the terrible bread barely that the exiles got to eat was had gravel and grit mixed in it. And this is a punishment. Hakeshinov, the idea of breaking our teeth because, like the Russia and the Haggadah, we scorn the mitzvos. And we're the Russia. It's always very easy to think that we're the Chacham. Or, at worst, the Tam. But no, we're the Russia. Hichbishani bo'efer. He caused me to wallow in ashes. The Suda HaMafsekes, where we eat bread dipped in ashes. So this pasuk is the end of the suffering, the intense suffering, going from torment to torment. Beatings, poison, mangling, being devoured by beasts, shot at, led astray, broken, entombed, imprisoned, chained, pierced, scorned. All the kinds of torments that have happened to the Jewish people over the millennia. And all of this because of the withdrawal of Hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some of this was mentioned in Iov. Iov calls himself Horagel Gover, in his Perek Gimel of Iyov, Yovat Yom Yivoled Bov HaLaila Omar Horo Gever. There's an Iyov quote. The day, I wish the day when I was born would be lost, and the night when one said, Hora Gover, you have become pregnant. A man has impregnated you. Meaning my birth, my conception, was only for suffering. Batiznach Mishalon, Nafshi, Nashisi Tova, continuing the Vav. My soul is far removed from peace. Batiznach, it's become estranged from peace. Nafshi noshisi tovo, I have forgotten what goodness is. Va'omar, says plus yudches, ovad nitzchi. And I said, gone is my life. My life is lost. Va'ho chalti me Hashem. And my expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the word Hashem. In complete and utter despair, finally, in pasuk yudches, he mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realizes he's lost shalom. Couldn't even afford Shabbos candles, says the Gemara. That's why you're living in darkness. Shabbos candles give you shalom on Shabbos. Shabbat shalom. I've lost my inner peace. The only time the word shalom appears in old Megillas Eicha is right here. That shalom is lost. Shalom is far from me. So I've forgotten everything. V'omar avad nitzchi. Complete utter despair. Like we heard in Perek Beis, the story from Elie Wiesel, where the old rabbi says, it's over, God is no longer with us. No faith in any kind of positive outcome. Kasher avadati, avadati. Absolute giving oneself over to death. So now, this is a turning point. By saying the word Hashem, he's coming out of his kind of self-centered worldview, and he's going to see more, and he's going to start to think about the relationship between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that he reminds himself that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the so-called Timei Hashem, maybe now he can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.